You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw,
who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
Crush it.
All right. So this is Steli and Heaton. Welcome to the podcast. Again, still remote. I'm in Berlin. Heaton is in California. And I just asked you, Heaton, what do you want to talk about? And he said, sales. Are you ready? And that's how we started the recording, with me saying I'm born ready. So what do you want to talk about exactly on sales, Heaton?
Sure. So when we were at a conference together recently called MicroConf, and it might not have been recently by the time you hear this, basically I got to see Steli in full effect. I mean, I've hung around him before, read some of his blog posts, I read his tweets, and even like heard what other people say to him. But like at the conference, it really became very clear that Steli is the modern salesman. And what I mean by that is he's somebody who you don't just hang out with because you have to, right? If you're trying to buy from him, let's say, or, you know, whatever, but you actually would hang out with him because it would be fun to have a beer with him. And he doesn't just talk about sales or act salesy all the time. But yet when you, I'm sure when you're buying from him, he's very, very clear and gets it done. So, you know, just in general, most salespeople I just can't hang around with. And even if I could hang around with them, it means they're not that good at it. And so I wanted to just talk about like how you think about sales today. And the reason for that is I know there's a lot of folks out there doing B2B SaaS sales that, you know, running B2B SaaS companies that are not doing sales. I know there's also a lot of folks out there that are reading content about sales from a lot of these folks that are already out there, but that aren't selling today. And I know you don't just talk about sales. You are selling today, every day, and you're teaching other people how to sell today in these modern times. And I cannot think of anyone else that's doing that and giving advice. And I really believe that people who are operators and practitioners are the best at teaching if they can afford the time or see the value in it. And so that's my sort of a little bit of a rant, which is like most salespeople are bullshit. And most salespeople have old advice if they're trying to give you advice. So I want to hear what you got. Like, what would you tell someone that's never done sales about sales? Let's start there.
That's awesome. And you know what? One comment before we jump right into it. It's so interesting that you're bringing this up right now. We really didn't know. We don't, by the way, just as a side note on the podcast, we don't really in depth discuss what we're going to discuss. We just pick a topic and then we go record. Like, so we don't really know what the structure of the podcast is going to be. So I didn't know what you wanted to talk about in sales, but it's interesting that you bring up this thing because over the last few weeks, we have internally been discussing this, and I'm writing a blog post on this, on like our flavor of sales. So it started with like, you know, my co-founder asking me, who is our salesperson? Like, what are we looking for? What is even good in sales when it comes to us? Because we're so different in the way we think about sales. And my answer was like, we're looking for the unicorn salesperson or the full stack salesperson, if you want to use two highly startup-ish terms. both the unicorn and the full stack. I figured out a way to use both.
We call those buzzwords.
No, don't say that. That's not true. Yes. So what do I mean by that? So the way that I think about sales is that, you know, I'm looking for a well-rounded human being that's both empathetic, that is empathy, somebody that cares truly about other human beings and wants them to succeed and wants them to help them and wants to understand others before he makes himself understood, like just cares about truly understanding the other side of the table. But then at the same time is someone that is competitive and wants to win and has strength and has clarity. And once he or she decided that that prospect should be a customer and should be a buyer and is truly a qualified and good fit for the solution you have to offer, then they don't fuck around anymore. And then they tell you what to do. And they come at you with clarity, with power, with direction. And they go for the close and they follow up and they make it happen. They champion the close and they're not like wishy-washy about it. You know, there's many, and we can talk about this, there's many ways to express this idea, but this is really truly the way I think about it is like, You know, another model of talking about that or expressing what kind of person I'm looking for is the model that I call, you're looking for people that have friendly strength, right? If you think of the